Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
Get into a real estate of mind right here with Think Realty Radio, hosted by Avi Goldhawk. Breaking down the latest market news, tips, and strategies, Avi Goldhawk is nationally recognized for his real estate expertise. It's only on Think Realty Radio, and it starts right now.
Think Realty Nation. It's your host, Avi Goldhawk. It's that 1 hour of radio that you look forward to just as much as I do every single day, Monday through Friday. I'm super excited today because I'm speaking with Nate Armstrong from HomeInvest.com. And in today's show, we're going to talk a lot about, one, the BRRRR strategy. What is the BRRRR strategy and how is it kind of changing what you need to know about it? Number two, rental income is only getting stronger. The cost of money for capital. Absolutely. That's exactly what we're talking about. The cost of money for investors is dropping, and why is that happening? And then, of course, number three, what stage are we in the market, and why is that important for investors to be aware of? Let's go ahead and get started. Nate, are you with me? Welcome to the show, man.
Hey, Alki. Thanks for having me back again. I appreciate it.
My pleasure. Give us a little background on who you are and what you do.
Yeah, awesome. So Nate Armstrong, Home Invest. Here's the thing. I got into real estate basically like a lot of people do. I wanted a little bit more out of life. I had watched since second grade on my parents, who were middle class. Dad was a mechanic. I had watched them basically live to survive each month. And then I watched my best friend's parents, who owned a business in town and owned real estate, do really well. They were taking trips, vacations. They retired eventually, and they had enough money to never have to worry. And so since second grade on, when I met my best friend's parents, I decided that I wanted to take a little different path in life than my parents. So I went on that path, and fast forward now, this is 30 years later, I've got basically a structure where I'm able to get passive income property set up. And we're going to talk about some of that today in the mix of it. But on that journey, I had to learn how to go out and find broken properties, fix them, stabilize them, and make them income producing and perfect that process. So we're going to talk a lot about that today.
Awesome. I'm excited because I think that's a really just good place to start if you're a new investor. It gets you into the game quickly, and it gets you making mistakes quickly too. It's not often where I know when I used to wake up back in the day and say, well, I get to make so many mistakes more than I normally would make today. But I think it's important, you know, the value of making mistakes in the world. You're just getting started, learning from those mistakes so we can be stronger investors, I think is really cool. So I appreciate the background, appreciate the introduction, and we're ready to rock and roll here. I think new investors need to take a look at this BRRRR strategy. And it sounds kind of funky. It sounds like, you know, BRRRR, like I'm cold, like BRRRR. What is the BRRRR strategy and why should I care?
Okay, so we'll modernize the term. We'll make it BR cubed.
And
it
sounds a little sexier. That sounds better. I like that.
Okay, so what is BR cubed? It's simply this. It's a strategy to safely invest in properties and turn around and flip them on the backside. But what you do in the middle instead of the traditional flip is much, much different. And I'll give a little bit of a backstory on this. So I've had the privilege now of riding the cycle of real estate now, both up and down, and now we're riding it back up again. And in that journey, I got to do flips, I got to do new development, apartments, car washes, kind of everything in the middle. I didn't start with that. I started with simple single-family houses right after college. And when I did some of the fancier things like new developments, building new houses and getting into huge projects, I actually got my butt kicked. I had a lot of success early on doing my plain Jane boring rentals. And then when I jumped into the development world, I remember a period where literally I had to ask my wife because things got really, really tight and the development projects didn't go as planned. I had a partner bail on them in the middle of them that left us upside down. But I had to ask my wife a gut-wrenching question. And I remember it to this day, like my heart sunk into my stomach and I felt like that acid burn as I was asking her to move from a three-bedroom house to a one-bedroom apartment and not spend any money anywhere. And
Yeah,
it's tough. We had a little four-year-old boy, and he's 4 years old now, but he's a little younger then. But we had a little boy, and so we crammed into this little one-bedroom apartment, and we had to really watch what we did and kind of start and rebuild this entire process. So now that I've gone through all cycles of real estate and I've seen the good and bad, like I am so hugely a proponent of this BR Cube strategy. And let me get into what that is next. So everybody out there, when they get into real estate, and me included, they kind of get this lure of appeal for different opportunities, like especially the buy, fix, and sell. It looks like quick, easy money. And I had jumped on that, and I did a lot of flips, and that's why I also jumped into development, because I thought it would be a little bit easier capital than rehabbing for rental, the long, steady, slow play. But what I ended up realizing in the middle of having to pay for the mistakes of development projects, the way that I paid for them, my wife and I went backwards and we sold a lot of the rental properties that we'd had. And these rental properties were literally, once we got them stabilized and set up, they were giving us income for life. And then we tapped that income by selling them early to pay for the mistakes on the other arenas of real estate. And so after it all was said and done, my wife and I looked at one another and we said, hold on a second here. So we just worked for the last 5 years. And then in a two-year window, we took all of our earnings, all of our rental houses, and cashed them in to pay for mistakes on these other things. Why did we do that? Why didn't we just keep doing rentals the way that rentals should be done? And so we went on a quest and we said, you know what, let's stabilize rentals the right way. But then we also realized you still need to build cash. So what we did with BR Cubed is we're buying, we're renting, we're rehabbing, and we're reselling. Okay, so that's where the BR Cube comes in. So you don't you don't just have to be a landlord. You can be a landlord that sells rental properties, because I tell you what, when you start developing a passive income stream and your doctor takes notice or your dentist takes notice and says, hey, what are you doing in real estate to get passive income like that? They automatically are attracted to you. And then all of a sudden you have folks that want to come to you and take properties from you and buy them from you. So we are living the BR Cube dream right now. Like, we're pushing that fully and heavily and helping a lot of clients with that process as well.
That's awesome. I mean, I think the BR Cube makes sense, and it's a good way to identify a strategy that is effective long term, right? If I look at some of these flippers out there, it's just buy, sell, buy, sell, buy, sell, buy, sell, buy, sell. And I get it, right? It makes sense, because that's what's sexy and attractive and what's shown on TV to be sexy and attractive. And that's how you make money. I'm not necessarily entirely sure about that all the time. I think it makes sense, especially in a growing market. But we have to be open to having additional strategies in our tool belt just in case. And BR Cubed makes sense. So
yeah. Additionally, like the thing with when you rent out an asset, if you're buying it with the purpose of reselling it as an income producing asset, you're probably buying it with numbers that make sense for you as an investor to hold it. So if for some reason the market churns early, or if you don't find the perfect exit, you can always hold on to that asset as an income producing asset. Now, whereas if the mistake that I had made with some of the bigger projects is, even if I would have wanted to rent them and make them cash flow, the rent would not have covered the mortgage, the taxes, the insurance. So now I've gone back to this BR Cube strategy and I say, okay, if this house would make sense for me to resell it to another investor as a cash flowing rental, does it also make sense for me to hold it forever just in case? So I'm never stuck, so to speak, in any property. Every property I buy has to first pass my internal standards and then secondly pass another investor standards. So I'm buying very, very safe BR Cube properties.
So I want to talk a little bit about the very safe BR Cubed, because when we sometimes talk about real estate investing. And many people, like your financial advisors out there, they classify real estate as an alternative investment class, which I think is probably the dumbest thing ever. I do want to talk about the very safe play, but when we come back from break, Nate, what's the best way to get in touch with you, your team at homeinvest.com?
Oh, we'd love you to come to our webpage and click either the chat button or submit at homeinvest.com. We'd love to connect with you. We've got folks on the team ready to talk.
Awesome. When we come back from the break, Think Realty Nation, I'm going to be talking with Nate a little bit about, A, the billion-dollar industry that's unfolding with this BR Cube strategy and how you, the real estate investor, whether you're new or you're a pro, can take advantage of it, and start to talk a little bit about the rental income getting stronger, which is really important, and then, of course, the cost of money for investors dropping. So all that when we come back. In the meantime, go to thinkrealtyradio.com. Don't go anywhere. I'll see you in a sec.
We'll be right back with more Think Realty Radio with Avi Golhar after these messages.
Join Think Realty Radio host Avi Golhar and the rest of the team at the Think Realty Conference and Expo in Atlanta, September 22nd and 23rd. Text RADIO to 96270 to register for this two-day power-packed event where you can make deals, network, and learn from local and nationwide real estate experts, including Ken and Anita Corsini, hosts of HGTV's hit show Flip or Flop Atlanta. Text RADIO to 96270 to register now. Visit thinkrealty.com for details.
Urgent. Learn how you can save thousands with a 1031 exchange. Learn how to avoid making costly mistakes by claiming a virtual seat at homeinvest.com/1031. Learn strategies on how not to miss IRS deadlines, committing to one deal without a backup plan, and why you shouldn't just take the cash. Avoid these mistakes and more when selling property by joining our free class now. A 1031 exchange is a smart strategy to invest, but you need to do your homework. Go to homeinvest.com/1031. Now, Home Invest, smart real estate investing.
Need funding for your real estate investments? Welcome to Easy Street with Recovco Mortgage Management. There's no income testing. You qualify based on the equity in your property. No W-2s, pay stubs, or tax returns needed. Recovco can offer interest-only loans as well as 80% financing on properties up to 4 units. Make funding easier. Go to recovcodirect.com. That's recovcodirect.com/radio, the easy choice for real estate investors.
Are you on track to achieve your financial goals? Income-producing real estate is the most historically proven way to accumulate wealth and has created more financial freedom than any other means. Norada Real Estate provides everything you need to invest in the best turnkey cash flow rental properties. Our simple proven system will help you create real wealth and passive monthly income. Get your free strategy session with our knowledgeable investment counselors at noradarealestate.com. That's N-O-R-A-D-A realestate.com.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines.
airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
Biz Talk Radio.
We're back with Think Realty Radio and your host and realty dealmaker, Abhi Golhar.
Think Realty Nation, we're back. It's Abhi Golhar. My guest today is Nate Armstrong from HomeInvest.com. Now, before the break, we were talking a little bit about this BR Cube strategy. And Nate, for those of our listeners that are just joining us that kind of missed that first segment, one, don't miss these segments again. You need to know exactly to be listening to Think Realty Radio from the very beginning to the very end. But you know what? We'll give you a pass this time. Nate, can you break down the BR Cubed one more time for me?
Yeah, with pleasure. So it's buy, rent, rehab, and resell. And as Hoppy was saying right before we went to break, that there is this whole new marketplace that's unleashing in the BRQ world. In fact, there's one website, just one, I'm not going to give it to you now, you can Google this, but it has already done $1 billion, that's a billion with a B, $1 billion in online rental home sales in just a short two-year window. So imagine that, put that in perspective, like try to do $1 million in house sales per month. That's cooking. Now can you imagine Wow. trying to do 500 million per year? So there's a whole new marketplace out there for this BR Cubed.
So I'm excited to see where the future of that goes. So we'll talk about that in the next segment of Think Realty Radio. So we'll do that in a little bit. Help me understand the rental income only getting stronger. Why is that? That's a trend I've been following. Help me get it.
Yeah. So there's a couple of things going on in the marketplace today. So number one, the millennial population does not like to own generally as a whole. Yes, there are some exceptions to the rule, but in most cities, most major metropolitan areas across the country right now, the millennials prefer to rent. Okay, they saw their parents get maybe wiped out in foreclosure, they saw whatever, they want to be more transient, a lot of factors that lead into it, but millennials prefer to rent as a whole, and they're a very big population of renters right now. The second thing is that a lot of the baby boomers, the folks that are retiring right now and things like that, they are downsizing and don't always want to maintain owning a really big house. So they're moving a little bit into the rental world as well. So you've got these two large population groups right now that are basically becoming renters. And meanwhile, this whole rental, like buy to rent world has been institutionalized, meaning it's kind of like saying that you had folks that were doing big capital things before, like equity, private equity groups like Blackstone and whatnot. They were out there basically raising money for apartment buildings, but then they decided to jump into the single family home arena. And now you've got professionals who have institutionalized the entire single family home rental arena. So they're making it more professional. It's more accessible to everybody because there's more tools and whatnot that are available. So yes, rents are going up. They're going up right now in a good way. And I think it's going to continue to rise. I don't know how long. No one ever knows when the end of a cycle will come.
That's right.
But rents are going up right now.
Come on, Nate. I thought you had a crystal ball. What happened to that?
Yeah, if that crystal ball broke a few years ago on the floor. But I will say this, like if you are in the rental game or even if you're considering getting in the rental game, you don't want to jump in and get in over your head where a property is not going to cash flow just to speculate on appreciation. But most markets still have cash flow left if you know where to look.
So where should I be looking? I suppose is the follow-up question to that.
Yeah. So where should you be looking? So we buy mostly Midwest markets right now because a lot of the Midwest markets, they don't rise or fall as fast as the coastal cities or some of the sexy cities in the country. Mm-hmm. So a lot of Midwest markets are really good. And then most importantly, even this doesn't even matter necessarily that you go to just a Midwest market. You could do this in your own backyard. Buy a project that's distressed so you can buy the equity. Don't go pay bloated or retail prices for someone else's product that's already been developed when you can actually pick up stuff from the ground level.
Ah, gotcha. So what does it mean to pick up stuff from the ground level?
Okay, great question. And I should clarify this anyways. Ground level simply means when we talk about this in our industry, we're talking about buying a rehab project or buying a renovation project. A lot of times you might hear this as folks that are going to auctions or people that are buying off of We Buy Houses type of marketing that's out there. It doesn't matter where the property really comes from. All that this is saying is you should buy stuff that's not been rehabbed yet. Buy it before it's ever been picked up by somebody else, and then you go in and restore it.
That makes sense. So don't necessarily buy something that's, say, turnkey or already rehabbed or already renovated. Buy it before it's renovated, because then you can capitalize on the forced appreciation there.
Yeah, you said that very well.
Got it. So we have the rental income, which is getting stronger, and I think a little bit of that too is, you know, the home prices are getting a little bit higher. If I'm looking at buying, and if interest rates keep clocking up a little bit, then affordability kind of drops, and so that only increases those that are in the rental market, because if I can't buy a house because I can't afford it, then I'm going to rent, obviously. So that's a very interesting paradox, A. But B, that's a trend that we can capitalize on as investors, because the cost of capital is decreasing. Why is the cost of capital decreasing? Is it just competition, or I'm sure that's not the only factor?
Great question and great lead answer on this one. I do believe it's mostly competition. Right now, the economy is roaring in most places across the United States. So there's a lot of folks that feel comfortable putting their money into especially a hard asset like real estate. So I'm getting calls, like I used to get maybe one call per week from local bankers. Now I'm getting calls at least once per day saying, Nate, hey, can you please help us get our money into your clients' hands? Can you please help us get more loans out there on the street to your clients? And the fundamental change is that now banks like have a bigger appetite for it, and there's more capital flowing to institutional places that have money that want to invest in real estate.
Gotcha. That makes sense for me, because I know even for me personally, I'm a huge multifamily guy, right? So I run a fund and we raise capital for multifamily projects in the Southeast, primarily apartment complexes. But personally, I like the lending out for solid deals that I'm finding that makes sense. And if I'm doing it, then I know there are a lot more people looking for the same yield that you're not going to get, say, parking your money in a CD somewhere and having that just eat away at inflation. And then a year later, you find out you've actually lost the 3.25, right? Like, that isn't very fun or sexy for me. So we take a look at the overall market and the overall opportunity. And you said something very interesting, I think, before the break, which was identifying opportunities that are safer. What does that mean? What does safe mean to you and the team at HomeVest? Because I think you have a very interesting perspective on it.
Yeah. So I had mentioned in my backstory that my wife and I, when we went through a tough time and like development projects kicked our butt, we really started to look at every investment, every real estate investment quite differently. We started to say, okay, if we had to plan for the downside, which very few people do when they're evaluating deals, what does the downside look like? If this thing doesn't sell, or if it doesn't rent exactly where you think it's going to rent, what's the worst possible outcome that could come? So with that set of lenses on our eyes, we started looking at everything and saying, okay, where's the safest place that we can help clients and ourselves do well in real estate? And I'm going to kind of punt us back to the BR Cubed, but we found that the BR Cubed is the safest place, because if something doesn't sell, we're still in a good cash flow position. And what does that mean? What does that mean? It might be the next logical question. Okay, what is a good cash flow position? A lot of people will measure this with something called the 1% rule, which I'm a fan of, but I've also got some knocks against it. The 1% rule means this: if you're gonna pay $100,000 for a property all in, then your rent per month should be at least 1% of the purchase price, meaning $1,000 per month in rental income. So if you stumble upon a property and your all-in investment is $100,000 and it rents for $900, that wouldn't pass the 1% rule. So you want to make sure you're renting for at least $1,000 or more per month.
Gotcha. I want to talk a little bit about why we don't necessarily like the 1% rule and why you said that, because I'm interested to know. And I'm sure there are some of our listeners that are like, what is this rule that you're talking about anyway? The 1%, 2%? What are you talking about? But anyway, when we come back, we got to go to break. We're going to talk a little bit about perfecting the rehab process and where we are in the market today. Really important questions. And Nate Armstrong with HomeInvest.com. Got questions for me? Head on over to ThinkRealtyRadio.com. And don't go anywhere. coming right back at you.
Don't touch that dial. Real estate investing made easy when Think Realty Radio returns.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588.
Biz Talk Radio.
Think Realty Radio is back with host and real estate investment pro, Avi Goldhar.
Think Realty Nation, it's Abhi. We're back. Listen, I've been having such an awesome conversation with my call-in guest today, Nate Armstrong from HomeInvest.com. And we've been talking about a lot of things. We've covered so much stuff. I think it's really, really good. And guess what? In 24 hours, this show will also be available, made available on thinkrealtyradio.com. So make sure that you check it out. So far, if you're just tuning in, we've talked about BR cubed. What is this strategy and how it's playing out in the market today? And the billion-dollar industry that's unfolding via this BR cube strategy and how you can take part in it, which I thought was an awesome conversation. We talked about rental income only getting stronger, the cost of money for investors dropping, why that's important. And then, of course, how can you be safe investing in real estate? So we've covered all of that so far, and I think it's been an awesome jam-packed show, Nate. So I appreciate your insights with that. Quick question for you. Obviously, renovation, the process of renovation is just – it's difficult for investors, right? It's the reason why I have so many gray hairs on my head. Help me understand that – the management of that process, and then we'll get to the 1% rule and why you don't like it.
yeah, absolutely. So those gray hairs also came through my family during renovations, and that's how we learned to do what we're doing today.
There you go.
So here's the high-level breakdown of it. Number one, you got to flip contracting upside down. You got to think about what does the contractor win with, where do they get excited, and then also how do I protect my butt and my money? Okay, contractors want to know that they're going to get paid. Always, always, always. They're always worried about getting paid. That's why they typically come to us saying, I need 50% down before I'll even show up. Okay, that's not in your best interest as an owner of that property, but that's what the contractor wants. The second thing is you got to think, how can I achieve both what they want, money, to know that they're safe and secure, and me not get burned by giving them money up front? So what we did is we flipped it upside down and we said, okay, listen, contractor, we're going to make you feel really, really good, safe, and secure. We're going to have a dedicated project manager that's on site babysitting this entire project start to finish. So when you need money, money's going to become available. Secondly, we're going to take that money and we're going to set it aside in a secret escrow account over here so that you can see it. You can call the title company. You can verify it. You can make sure that it's there. And then last but not least, when you need a draw, we're going to come out. We're going to inspect. And as long as you have delivered and executed what you said that you actually did on the invoice, then we'll release that money to you immediately. There's no time delays whatsoever. So we've accomplished giving the contractor security, them knowing that money's over there in the escrow account, and then us not getting burned by prepaying anybody by doing that escrow account. So it's really on-site management and a really good escrow account system that can help lead you to successful rehabs no matter what size the rehab is.
So if I'm a new investor though, right, like to me conceptually that makes sense. But why would a contractor trust me on my first project or second project, right? They'll probably say, oh, your process doesn't make any sense, and yeah, I'm probably going to be slow in paying because it's my first project and I don't know what's going on. How can I appease the contractor with some of the concerns they would have if I'm a first-time investor?
Yeah, that's a great question. We get that all the time, and that's why actually a lot of clients end up using HomeInvest.com to go through the renovation process. Because we've already taken out the headaches. We've already worked out those relationships with contractors and created momentum with it. But we were in the same boat. We had to start with one, and maybe we had to get creative on some terms and give in to a little bit of what they wanted and get some of what we wanted. But once we develop the momentum, it's kind of like when you're building a snowman, you don't just start with three big snowballs. You have to start with a little one and keep pushing it until it grows big enough to stack on the next one. We created our momentum, and you can do the same thing as an investor starting off as well.
Interesting. I like the momentum piece. I mean, I think that's very important to understand because you do the one, then you do the two, then you have three projects, then four, and all of a sudden you're building a team and all of a sudden you're in the game and part of the conversation just happens naturally. All right, let's get to this 1% rule. Why do you not like – well, what is the 1% rule and why do you not like it?
Okay, so 1% rule says if you buy a property all in for $100,000, it has to rent for at least $1,000 per month. It's 1% of the purchase price is the monthly rent. Okay. I don't like it because, number one, you usually have real-life expenses on rental properties that exceed what that threshold would allow. If you're basing your purchase off 1% and then you have a toilet go out, or if you have a roof that you have to replace at some point, it destroys your numbers. So I think that you've got to be a little bit more conservative than 1%. The second thing is that 1% doesn't discriminate neighborhoods, meaning if I'm buying a luxury Manhattan property where I'm probably going to have a Class A tenant executive who always pays the rent and never has a maintenance expense, that 1% is going to be very, very different than a inner city duplex where I'm probably going to have a lot of turnover and a lot of maintenance calls. And so because there's no discrimination on the 1% rule between neighborhoods, you don't get an accurate read. It's easy to pull off a 1% on an inner city duplex, but it's really hard to pull off a 1% on an executive house in Manhattan.
Yeah, good point. I think one of my biggest gripes of it, of the 1% rule, is the fact that I have to live with it. Right? Like that somebody will say, well, you have to take the 1% rule because that's where the market is today. That's like saying you have to buy this property because that's where the market is today, regardless of whether or not you're buying at a significantly more at a significantly higher discount than you normally would. Right? It just doesn't make any sense to me.
Exactly. Yeah, you nailed it.
So going back to this crystal ball that you and I have, you know, I allegedly shattered somewhere at some point in time, and going to the more of a gut check, where do you think we are in the overall stage of the market right now?
Yeah, so my crystal ball did shatter, but what I rely on is actual market data. When I put a house out for rent at $1,150, if it doesn't rent within 14 days, the market's speaking to me. So there's cues everywhere. No one has to like sit back and hope and pray. You listen to the cues of the market and you make adjustments as you go. So which market segment are we in right now? So basically there's four, and I'll give just a high level for anyone that hasn't studied this before. You go through a recovery stage, which is usually followed right from the recession. So we went through that already. We had a recession and then we started to recover. And then what you typically enter is an expansion stage. And then shortly after the expansion stage, you enter what's called hypersupply. Right now, I believe that most markets are in expansion. I think that there's some markets that have hit hypersupply. It depends on which city we're talking about and the local economics and what's driving it. But there's some markets that are a little bit overheated. That's the hypersupply zone. And there's a lot of markets that are in expansion. And typically during expansion, it's recommended that you do value add properties. You basically get in below market value. And by the way, the only asset class that I'm aware of that you can get in under market value is real estate like this. So we're buying renovation projects or rehab projects. We buy them under market value. We add value to them, which then forces appreciation. And then you can either refinance them, or you can keep them, or you can resell them as a BRQ property. So I think we're in expansion right now.
I agree. I think the majority of the markets across the country are definitely in an expansion. I was looking at some of the Chicago data, and I'm starting to see a little bit of that. Maybe hypersupply a little bit, but like I know they're – I also love looking at population trends and kind of like seeing where people are going. So I think Chicago is kind of interesting. Atlanta's interesting, my home city as well. But I think that we should be due for a little bit of a – well, I think we just came off a little bit of a correction. I don't think we're ever really going to see like the 2008-2009 crash. Am I accurate in saying that?
I think you're right. I mean, none of us really know. But at the end of the day, that last crash was a really big one, and there were some triggers that flipped it. So for us to have that happen again, we'd have to have something really big push us in that direction. I think the next crash will be more of a slowdown more than anything.
Yeah, I agree. I take back what I said. I don't think – I shouldn't say there isn't ever going to be a crash like that. I think if we fail to pay attention to our lending guidelines, then that could happen again. But I'd like to think we're smarter than that. Nate, thank you very much for joining me on air today. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Abby. Talk to you soon.
You got it. Think Realty Nation, head on over to homeinvest.com. Get in touch with Nate and his team about questions you have. You want to ask me questions? ThinkRealtyRadio.com. And don't go anywhere. The Power Play with Greg Rand is coming up next.
Don't touch that dial. Real estate investing made easy when Think Realty Radio returns.
Hi, Kevin Ortner here, CEO of Renter's Warehouse. I'm guessing that many of you might be considering a move. Maybe you need to relocate, maybe you're combining households, or maybe you already own investment property. Whether you have one home or a whole portfolio, my expert team at Renter's Warehouse can help you perfectly price your property and rent it out fast, easy, and worry-free in just 17 days on average. For one low flat monthly fee, our professional landlords will manage your property 24/7. We collect the rent, we handle maintenance requests, inspections, all that regulatory red tape. And we'll even warranty our tenants for up to 18 months. That means if your tenant doesn't stay for any reason, Renter's Warehouse will replace them for free. There's no upfront fees, no binding contracts, and you can cancel at any time. Go to renterswarehouse.com right now to book a free home rental price analysis and see what your home will rent for today. A professional landlord will visit your property and show you personally how to rent your home fast and for top dollar.
Find out how much your home will rent for. Renter's Warehouse. Renter's Warehouse.
Join attendees from Think Realty and some of the biggest brands in residential real estate investment on September 16th for the Single Family Rental Roundtable and the Five-Star Conference. Focused on sourcing deals, maximizing ROI, and funding deals. Use discount code THINKINVEST to discount your registration to the Single Family Rental Roundtable at the entire Five-Star Conference. Held at the Hyatt Regency Dallas. For more information, visit fivestarconference.com.
You have to play the percentages when you invest in real estate. Win the percentage game with Angel Oak Prime Bridge. Whether it's fix and flips as low as 8% or landlord financing starting at 5.5%, Angel Oak Prime Bridge wins with a customer-focused approach to your business. Go to aopbconnect.com to see how you can win at the percentage game with Angel Oak Prime Bridge. And introducing our new wholesale partner program available at aopbconnect.com. The secret to winning at the percentage game.
Attention investors, respected names in the financial services industry are not evaluating if there will be a significant market downturn, but when. Higher interest rates and prospects of a trade war suggest the stock market is headed into a perilous direction. Subprime mortgages, which are back, could potentially devastate the real estate market, as they did before. And with stocks simply overdue for a fall after this second longest bull run in history, even bullish analysts are recognizing these indicators that equities are in big trouble and have projected stock market losses up to 40%. You can protect your IRA or 401k for maximum safety and opportunity with physical gold and silver, as they are assets that remain genuine stores of value no matter what's happening in the marketplace. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806 to get your free guide to precious metals investing. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Biz Talk Radio.
Slam dunk, grand slam, victory lap. Get ready for the inside scoop in the real estate investing industry. You're tuned in to the Power Play with me, Avi Golhar, and my buddy, Greg Rand. Think Realty Nation, it's Avi, and it's the Power Play. It's finally here. It's the 10 minutes of the show that you're always waiting for. You get the insights from me and Greg Rand. You ready to rock and roll, Greg?
I am ready to rock and roll always, Avi.
Awesome, man. So we just finished off a show with Nate Armstrong. Great interview. We talked about a strategy called buy, rehab, rent, and refinance. And it's, to me, it kind of makes sense. You know, like you want to buy a property. Obviously, you're going to renovate it. So you're forcing its value, forcing its appreciation, and you want to rent it out. I don't necessarily refinance straight away. I'm definitely one to hold it for as long as possible before I have to refinance. I understand that cash out for a lot of folks makes a lot of sense. But here he's saying buy, rehab, rent, refinance. What do you think?
Well, I think it's cool. I think it's an example of the diversity of strategy that is out there. The people that you bring on this show that have gone and figured this thing out for themselves and have done massive amounts of research and development and trial and error and came up with things like this. And it reminds me of something I haven't personally done, what the BRRR reference is, but I've got something similar that I can sort of just add to the conversation and put it under the umbrella of when you do this as a practitioner and you actually, you know, you take what you get from other people and you apply it yourself, there are gems to be discovered by everyday people that other people don't know anything about. You know, like Nate knows that he discovered a gem here, and I love him for wanting to share it, right?
Yeah.
And so I've got one, all right? And I'll call it the BRRR. Oh, it's the same thing.
It's the same
thing. Buy, refresh, and you know what? Forget that part. Let me just tell you what it is, because I was trying to fit it into your moniker there. But we have clients. You know, what we deal with on OwnAmerica.com is exclusively properties that are already rentals. All right? So you can't buy a vacant property on our platform. You can only buy an existing rental property. So as you know, I'm really more geared towards this long-term accumulation strategy. You know, build your empire. He who dies with the most America wins. That's our whole thing.
Yeah.
But we found that people working within our environment have found ways to do rental flipping. Okay, rental flipping. Like, what's rental flipping? They buy a rental home, okay, which means the day they buy it, it's already generating an income. So there is no renovation needed, because even if it's in not the perfect shape, and a lot of them are in perfectly fine shape, but there's oftentimes something called deferred maintenance, which is there are some things that haven't been fixed, but the tenants are there. The tenants have a lease. They just renewed their lease. They're going to be there for 12 more months, right? So it's an existing rental. That means when you buy it, the second the closing happens, you literally get paid the next day, right? The income is coming in from day one. So it's a very low-risk way to get into the flipping business. And here's the way it's worked out. There are properties on our platform that are in perfect condition, and there are properties that are in terrible condition and everything in between. So we've had flippers who have found the platform. They buy rentals that have been allowed to dilapidate a little bit, right? Tenants are still there. Their rent probably reflects the condition of the property. These guys buy the property in its current condition. The lease has got 6 more months left on it, say, and they tell the tenants, hey, great news. We're going to come in and do a renovation on the property. We're going to raise your rent from $950 a month to $1,025. Are you cool with that? Because if you're not, this is your notice. You have to find another place, because we're going to fix this place up and we're going to upgrade the rent. What they do is exactly that. So most of the time, the tenants say, I would be happy to pay an extra $125 a month to have this nasty kitchen torn out and something good put in, right?
Yeah.
So they're up for it. So what you bought is something discounted because of condition. And as a rental, it's discounted because the rent is too low. You then, 6 months later, after you've been earning money on it, you fix it up. So you make your investment to make it better, but you immediately have an increase in your rent to cover that difference. All right. What you ended up with is a more expensive rental property. And in this case, some of these guys wind up flipping them, selling them to big institutional investors who also use our platform, who most of them like something that's already been fixed. So there's an exit waiting out there at the highest levels of institutional investors. And we can actually tell investors, if you want to do this rental flipping thing, here's where you want to do it. And here's how you want to do it, so that when you're done, there's a buyer sitting over here just ready to jump on it in the form of some Wall Street fund who's a client of ours.
You know what you and I should consider doing is creating an infographic around this and making that available on your website, on my website, and thinkrealtyradio.com as a resource that folks can use for the strategy. And I think I figured out what the strategy is, Greg. You want to hear it? Buy,
yes, sir.
Buy, rehab, rent, resell.
Well, he already took BRRR. We can't do that to Nate.
I mean, you know, if we want to piggyback on the guy, I think we can do that. But I like your strategy. So for somebody like let's just say me, the average investor out there, and I'm listening to the show and I'm thinking, well, geez, this sounds interesting. It seems like it's a low risk. I understand what Greg's saying. I understand Abhi's perspective. Why should I really, really care about this as a low risk strategy? And then two, how do I even find these hedge funds and Wall Street funds out there to sell my product to?
Well, that's easy. That's already there. They're already on the same platform that I'm talking about. So the first question is, if you have to ask the question, why would I want to go with this low risk strategy? That means you're a cowboy and you like going a little bit wild, and that's okay. But usually low risk is appealing. So the reason to do it, here's the thing, it's a tactic. It's just a tactic, right? The strategy is, how long are you investing for? All right. What is the outcome you're hoping for 30 years from now? How many homes do you want to accumulate, or how big of a portfolio of all kinds of real estate do you want to accumulate, and for whom? What kids, what grandkids, what legacy, right? Strategy begins there. Where do you want to invest? What are the markets that appeal to you? The ones you know, the ones you were willing to put the time into learning, ones that you're willing to go to and visit to see your properties at times, if it's not near home, et cetera, et cetera. When you lay down that groundwork, then you get there and you say, now what's my tactic? Okay. Am I going to buy a beat up house, fix it up, rent it, hold it, sell it instead, do what Nate talked about? This just becomes one more sort of weapon in your arsenal to do something low risk, because you can, let's say, for example, you buy one of these houses I'm talking about, it's already rented. You all of a sudden have some kind of situation in your life, you don't have the rehab budget. You're not dead in the water because you have a tenant in place. That's what makes it low risk, not just that you're generating income from day one, but if your plan falls apart, and that happens, like, okay, now I want to do the rehab, and now I don't feel like doing the rehab because my own roof fell into the house I live in. I have to use the money for that. Small investors, that may happen. Not the roof, but the, you know, other need for the money. You just put it off for a year. Renew the lease as is. Start planning phase two of your strategy, and then apply that tactic later. So it just gives you a lot of different flexibility and options, because it's cash flowing, so you can let time be on your side and decide as you go.
Yeah, I'm a huge fan of the flexibility that comes with single family rentals. We have a lot of exit strategies with the low risk. But Greg, you know, doesn't that mean I have to wake up at 2 o'clock in the morning and fix toilets? I mean, I have another person that is a client that's living in my investment property. That just seems like a heck in a handbasket to have to deal with. It's a nightmare, isn't it? All the time.
You know that you're tweaking me by using the toilet example, because there's never been anybody in the history of humankind, that has ever clogged a toilet and then told anybody about it. They either skulk away like dirty little birdies that they are, or they fix it like a reasonable person. And I've seen both kinds.
Yeah.
But to your point, yes, if you buy a rental property, the tenant in place, you have something what's known as a customer. And that customer sends money to your business. Okay, you own a rental property, that's your business, they're your customer, so you have to have it in your heart to be in love with your customers, otherwise don't go into business. So yeah, you're going to have somebody calling and saying the garage door is off the hinges, and guess what? It's your garage door, they're paying you to rent it from you, you have to get out there and fix it. So just get out there and fix it and don't cry about it.
Yeah, if we're not treating our rental business like a business, then that's always going to be a challenge. Yeah,
go to any business that treats their customers like an annoyance, and then go check back in 2 years to see who's in that space.
Treat your rental business exactly. Treat your rental business like a business, or you're going to be out of business. Think Realty Nation, that's the show. Greg, I appreciate you jumping on the airwaves with me today, man. Always a pleasure.
Always.
Think Realty listeners, do this. Go to thinkrealtyradio.com. Ask us your questions. We are, like, at this point, I think Greg and I are pining for your questions. We love your questions. We want to answer them. We want to get you the best strategies possible so you can win. Head on over to thinkrealty.com as well. Log in. Create an account. It's super awesome, super free, and you can check out the forums. You can check out all the training videos there as well. We've created them for you so you can, one word, three letters, win. Until next time, happy investing.
The show is over, but Avi's expertise is available for you 24/7 at thinkrealtyradio.com. Videos, articles, podcasts, insights, everything you need to create more for your future right at your fingertips. Think Realty Radio, a real estate of mind. Online at thinkrealtyradio.com.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
We are perfectionists. We do it right and don't stop until the job is done. We build commercial zero-turn mowers with maneuverability, power, and comfort. Who are we? We are Kubota. Now, during our More Power to You sales event, you can get long-term financing as low as 0% APR on new commercial-grade Z700 series mowers.
For more information or to find a participating dealer, go to Kubota.com.
Biz Talk Radio.